Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyot Daf Nun Dalet in the Ois V'Adar edition. Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Gimel, Storim in Nun Gimel based at the bottom. Says the more Rav Kanochot Letamon. When Rav went to Bavel, Omar, Onu Ben Azai Deocho. I'm here like Ben Azai in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning he's very Charif and is able to answer any question. So says the more also Chatzav came an old man, Shaul, and asked him, we're holding that from Dalet. Shnei Arugim ze al gabei ze. We have a din which is called Egla Arufo, which refers to what needs to be done when you find a mace close to a city, and we don't know how he died. So then the din is you have to bring an Egla Arufo. What happens if you find two macing, one on top of each other? Do you bring Egla Arufo or not? So says the Gemara, Sover Rav, Shem Orfim. You do bring Egla Arufo. What's the difference if it's one mace or two? Omele ain't orphim. Just told him that tzav, you don't do a rifa. Omele lama, what's the reason? Omele atachtoi mishum tomon. Ve'el yoy mishum tzav. The bottom one, the bottom mace, he is covered by the top one. Tomon, there's no din egla rufo. And the elyon is floating in the air because he's not touching the ground. Also, there's no egla rufo where someone is floating in the air. So that's the reason there's no egla rufo over here. Says the Gemara Katzoy Glocho, when Rav came back to Eretz Yisrael, Hosla Gabi Rebbe, came to Rebbe, who was his Rebbe. Omelei, Yoin Somelach, he says, that Tzav told you correct, the Halacha is correct, but not because of his reasoning. There's a different reason. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Motze, Velo Yi Motzu. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Motze Chol, you find one mace, Yi Motze, you find one. Not Yi Motzu, they will be found, which means plural, tell you that only by one mace you have Gla Rufo, not by two. The Gemara Pashas brings this because of what the Gemara is going to learn soon regarding Peah. So now the Gemara goes back to the Inyonim of Peah. I read the Berebi Omar, Ayashav Oma Samaim al Pnei Kol Asode. If you have Oma Samaim, you have water going within the field. The question is, does bundles between the sides of the Oma Samaim, do they join to be a Shuro or not? So says the Gemara, Im Oikir Samachesh Metzadzeh Venoistim Metzadzeh, Eino Nidon Keshuro. Fim Lav Nidon Keshuro. Meaning, if the Amas Samayim is very wide, then in order to take the Machesho, you need the machinery of plowing. In order to take it out, to bring it from one side to the other, he needs to pick it up, take it out from one side, bring it to the other side. So then, it's considered to be two fields, and you don't connect them for a shura. But if you could just, in one flow, take the Machesho from one side of the Amas Samayim to the other, then the field is considered to be one, and you could create a shura. Continues the Gemara and says, Kotzo Chati Shura. He harvests half a row, ubalu mocher, then the next day he comes to continue. Neither kashur, it's said to be a new shura. Meaning this goes well according to Rashi Sirlo, that we're talking about the beginning of a shura, what's considered to be the beginning of a shura. So we're saying if he ended the day yesterday, and today he's starting anew, even though it's the same row that he did yesterday, it's the beginning of a new shura, and that's considered to be Rosh Hashura. According to the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned in the previous daf, they were just trying to connect the shura to be three in a row. So the right here says, ain't an Eden Keshur. It means you're not connecting what you did yesterday to what you did today. Now the Gemara says, what happens if Yoshav Leecho? He's in the middle of harvesting the shura. Sat down to eat. Yoshav Lishot, sat down to sleep. Koro Lechaveiro, his friend called on the middle. Or Chashecho in the middle became dark. And this the Gemara does not bring a conclusion. The Gemara goes on and says the following. Oimer shenoto lo ilicho leir venosnoi al gabi chaveri. Picks up the oimer, wants to take it to the city, and he puts it on top of another oimer. Veshokach et shneim, he forgot both oimer. Hatachto in shechicho, the bottom one is shechicho, because that's connected to the ground. Ve'elin enu shechicho, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, because once he picked it up, he was zoich in it, and now there's no shechicho. Hapshimen oimer shneim enu shechicho. They're both not shechicho. Why not? This connects to what we have in the beginning of the daf. The bottom one is covered. There's no shechel covered according to Reb Shimon. And the top one, as we said, because it's zoichaboy. So that connects to what we said before, regarding Egler Arufo, that both of them are not going to be shechel. We're talking about that at least the top he remembers. So you see for me, the only reason he forgot the bottom one because it was covered by the top. If it would not be covered by the top, he would not forget the bottom. So that's why, as long as he remembers the top, the bottom is not considered to be shirchol. But he forgot the top, so then it will be shirchol. Says the one that went down on the base, asked you, there's a care of Yoino. This works like a Yoino. That's the sugi we had le'il. So the more I said before, that if you cover the grain with straw and you forgot it, it's not shikicho because it's covered. So Yoino says that that's as long as he remembers the straw. So then you say the only reason he forgot what's beneath it because it was covered. But he forgot the straw was on top, so the bottom is shikicho. So says the Gemara, that's the same story that we say over here. Says the Gemara now, we spoke about shurs, about rows. You have organized rows, you have a row in the middle, a row on the side. Let's say you have no rows. You have just many Omarim all around. It's not shekho until it takes all what's around it. Because whatever is around it will consider to be for the purpose of this shekho, it's considered to be part of the same row. And there's no shirichah when you have a few together. When Allah Chadalat, Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Oymarim Shirichah. If you forget two Oymarim, two bundles, it's Shirichah. Shloisho Eino Shirichah, but three is not Shirichah. Shnei Tzivur Zaysim V'Acheruvim. You have a pile of olives or carob, so then it's Shirichah if you have two. V'Shloisho Eino Shirichah, three is not Shirichah. Shnei Utsni Pishto Shirichah, V'Shloisho Eino Shirichah. Hutzni Pishton means you have reeds of flax. Two is shirichah, three is not. Again, the same idea, the three is not considered to be shirichah anymore. Shnei gargorim peret, shloi shayin a peret. Now we're shifting to a vineyard. We're saying shnei gargorim means two berries that are left. That's considered to be peret, which is equal to leket by a sode. Shloi shayin a peret. But you have three, it's not peret. So if it falls down during the time that person is picking up from the tree, so two is considered to be peret, three or not. Shnei shibolim leket, v'sholosh enim leket kedir b'sil. We spoke about the beginning of the Mishnah about shikicho, now referring to leket, meaning when someone is harvesting his field, and he has two stalks to fall, so that will be leket. Sholosh enim leket kedir b'sil, kedir b'sil, three is not leket. And the entire Mishnah B'Chama argue. And they say the number is not three, the number is four. Meaning three, it still goes to the Anim. Four is what the Baal Bais keeps to himself. So the Reb Chaim explains, going back to the previous Mishnah, we spoke about shurs, about rows. What happens if the row is an L shape? Do we say that the whatever is on in the corner of the L, is that considered to be the beginning of a shuro and the end of a shuro? Or that's the middle of a shuro? That's a question the Gemara does not answer. The Gemara goes on and says, Shnei tzibur zeisim, lo yomay le tziburim, hazeisim loy. I'm not sure whether you talk about piles of olives, but not the actual olives. Ma bin et tziburim, ma bin et zeisim. What's the difference between you have a pile of zeisim or zeisim themselves? Tziburim gemar melocho, zeisim inan gemar melocho. Tafka by tziburim, you have a concept of shikicho, because then you ended whatever you need to do. You're making piles, you'll take that pile to the big goyim, to the big place where you pile everything up. But here you're done. When you have still the actual fruit, so then that's not finished, you're not done yet. Omar Rabbi Shaya, Ramein says, Zaysim Rabbi Chiya Godel. I was taking Zaysim out Rabbi Chiya Godel. Omar Rabbi Kozai Shatecho Liv Shadiotcho Litlo in Yishricho. Any Zaysim you could just take your hand and reach it. Even though you passed it, it's not shirich. Because shirich is only when you completely passed it that you're not able to stretch your hand and take it. Rechon argues and says once he passed on it, it's already shirich. And this is the Gemara also brought earlier in the Masechta. Continues the Gemara and says, Shnei Gargor, we're talking about what you have in the vineyard, in the vine. And the Gemara tells us, Rablozo B'Shem Abchia Rabbo Chatzi Yeshko Per. Not anymore talking about berries, about single berries, talk about chatzi eshker, a half a cluster of grapes. The more goes on, it says, Tanya b'chio, chatzi eshker, or eshker sholim, peret. You could have peret, which is like a leket, even with a full cluster. It says, more about Tanya shnei gargorim peret, just in our Mishnah, there needs to be two berries. Ashrei, specifically one grape, not the whole cluster. Rav avim shabchio, bekoitze, uminiach, tachas agefen. In our Mishnah, we talk about he's taking out single berries to put under the tree. And then if some fall off. So that's why it's going to be a peret in that case. But according to the Girsa Rav Chaim, Hocho Asuim Kimin Sinfoin. But in the brayso we're talking about, he's cutting off clusters of grapes, and that's why that's how you count the a peret based on that. So most of the first on the daf explain that we talk about that these three fruits that he's taking are the same size or growing in the same row in the same place. So that's what he said, that if there are three, there's no leket. But if there will be one big one and two small ones, or one is growing on this side, one on the other, and the two on the other side, they don't join together to be three. Chaim says a little different. Chaim says that he cut all three in one shot. So if he cut all three in one shot, so then that joins to be the three that he's putter from the parrot and from the leket. But if he cut two and then cut another one, and it's not together, the cutting, so then they don't join together. Says the Gemara that Nunehem Udav on top. V'alkulam b'chamei b'chamei argue. U'mavavim t'amari de b'chamei. What's the reason of b'chamei? They learn from the Pasuk. Lager layosov v'almono yiye. So it says ger yosov almono yiye. Ger yosov almono is connected the items, the number you need to leave for ger yosov almono. Three items stay for the oni. If it's four or more, that goes to Baal Bais. Tamai de Vesilil, Le'oni v'dager. The Vesilil, learn from another pasuk where it says, Le'oni v'la'ani kerta se'vesob. It says only two. So tell me, connected them, you have to have two items of shichicho or of leket. That's what left for the anim. More than that goes to Baal Bais. Omar Avono, Shnei Mikroa Chodorshu. One says, no, they both learn from the same pasuk. Lager, Le'yosov, Almoniye. The first pasuk we just mentioned. The fact you have three means connected the three, that all belongs to the Aniyim. From here on, belongs to Baal Bais. We still say no. The way you dash the pasuk is, once you get the three, then you don't have to give it anymore. Up to then, you have to give, meaning two you have to give, three or more, it belongs to Baal Bais. He doesn't have to give any more matras Aniyim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Nundalet.